My dear brothers and sisters, this is one of those Sundays in which the Word of God is very challenging and very disturbing. I don't know who said it, but years ago someone said, the Word of God is meant to bring comfort to all those who are afflicted and suffering. But the Word of God is also meant to afflict all of those who are very comfortable. And I remember, it must be over 20 years ago, a dear lady came to me on the Monday after these readings, very disturbed. She says, Father, I just want to tell you, I'm a very wealthy woman. I have a very wealthy home. I lack for nothing. But I'm very disturbed by what I heard today. What do you think I should do? I don't know where it came from, but I said, I think what you should do is take one item from your house every day and share it with somebody who has nothing for the next whole year. She looked at me, her mouth dropped open a little bit, and said, did I hear what I... Yeah, I said, yeah, I did. No. That woman, God bless her, she gave away something to somebody every day for one whole year, 365 days. I was never in her house. I don't know what it looked like after a year. But that's how seriously she took the Word of God. And as Gandhi once said, so true, there is enough in the world. There's enough in the world for everyone's need. But there's not enough in the world for everyone's greed. It's amazing, you know. I don't know about you, but I'm so conscious of it. We are a card-carrying consumer society. How much we depend upon that credit card. And how much we get afraid when we can't find it. It makes us very, very uncomfortable. And I've gone through that just like you. And so today, it's just a good opportunity. Seek the things that are above. Look what's written in Ecclesiastes, written 2,500 years ago. Oh, vanity of vanities, oh, things of the earth, what do they matter? I'm reading a book right now that's very hard to read. Maybe some of you already have it. It's called Nobody. And on the front of that book is a child standing in the street. And the child is classified as nobody. But the child is somebody. And every nobody in the face of this earth is a somebody. Our migrants, our refugees, the poor of our cities. And in some cases, the tragedies that are happening in our streets are people who are considered to be nobody. But they are somebody. Every child, every person that's hurt through human trafficking, through lack of work, lack of jobs, lack of money, they are nobody, they are somebody. And they're crying out to us for prayers, for support, for love. Isn't it amazing in our society? We are 6% of the world's population, but we consume over 80% of its resources. So it's just something for us to reflect on and to pray about today, and let the Word of God both comfort us and afflict us. And the great Father Dan Berrigan, who just died this past year, I came across a quote that he made about Peter Morin, a co-founder with Dorothy Day of the Catholic Worker. He said, Peter took no more of the world than he had a right to. In that way, he lived in comparative peace on earth, and he was at peace with the earth. So as we today listen to the Word of God, Let's look into our own hearts and minds and see, am I truly seeking the things that are above, or am I still somehow caught up in the things of the world? And look around in my life and make sure that nobody's a nobody, but that everybody is a somebody.